This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. When society fails to recognize the exceptional status of the human soul, stories like this one begin to show the dangerous layers of mistakes and inappropriate assessments possible just in the arena of medical care. Kate Allott suffered a stroke, and while she listened to medical personnel and family members talk, they were certain she was brain dead. She later said, "I couldn't breathe for myself, but I could hear the conversations I didn't want to hear." She was listening, hoping and praying that they would not make the terrible mistake of giving her a front row seat to her own demise. Leadership for the 40 Days for Life, which is a campaign of prayer and vigil primarily at abortion clinics, tries to keep track of little successes. So far in this fall campaign, they are able to count 281 children and their mothers saved from abortion. Many volunteers are seeing for the first time abortion-minded parents changing their minds. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. One of the more interesting election battles, now just 2 weeks away, is in Tennessee. That state is strongly pro-life, but its Supreme Court imposed the most radical imposition of abortion in the nation. Pro-life advocates are urging a yes vote on Amendment 1, which would correct that judicial adventure. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.